faith of people like Bob Hope, John Wayne, Tony Snow, Sam Brownback, Richard Newhouse, Robert Novak, Newt Gingrich, Tony Blair, Jeb Bush, Laura Ingraham, Ali Aka, who was the Turkish assassin who tried to assassinate Pope John Paul II, because of the Pope's visit to him in prison and ministering to him, he converted to the Catholic faith just recently. People like Scott Hahn, and also in the last century or so, think of these men and women that have become Catholic as well, that the Lord has called into the Catholic faith. John Henry Newman, G.K. Chesterton, Buffalo Bill, Gary Cooper, Dorothy Day, Avery Dulles, Faye Dunaway, Graham Greene, Ronald Knox, Peter Kreeft, Thomas Howard, Malcolm Muggeridge, Thomas Merton, Bernard Nathanson, Vincent Price, Newt Rockne, Rabbi Zolli, who was the chief rabbi of Rome, who converted to the Catholic faith after World War II because of what Pius XII did to help save the Jews. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, Mortimer Adler, Father George Rutler, and the list goes on and on. Hundreds of people that have become Catholic. Why are they becoming Catholic? Also, there have been 400 Anglican priests who have entered the Catholic Church since 1993. Imagine that, around the world, 400 Anglican priests. And in America, over 600 Protestant ministers have become Catholic in the last 20 years. I encourage you to check out a group called the Coming Home Network. The Coming Home Network is currently working with 1,700 men and women, mostly Protestant ministers, professors, academics, seminarians from other denominations that are looking into the Catholic faith. Among these 1,700, 1,300 are Protestant ministers, 600 have already converted to the Catholic faith, and 700 are on their way into the church. Coming from 50 different denominations, 250 of them have been Episcopalian, over 200 are Baptist, but they're coming to the Catholic faith. Many of these ministers have had to make great sacrifices to become Catholic. Many of them have lost their jobs. They've lost their friends. Some of their relatives are not speaking to them. They've made major sacrifices to follow Christ into the Catholic Church. Now, I personally have listened to over 50 conversion testimonies of former Protestant ministers. And what's beautiful to see is that not one of them is anti-Protestant. They love their former denominations. They love the personal relationship with Jesus that their denomination gave them. They love the fact that they have learned Scripture and have come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. But now, as Catholic Christians, being part now of the one true church, they now feel that they are fulfilled Christians. Just as Jewish people who become Christian and accept Christ feel that they're now fulfilled Jews, so these Protestants and Protestant ministers, Evangelical, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Episcopalian, now feel they are fulfilled Christians now that they're part of the church that Christ founded. So let me share with you five reasons to consider the Catholic faith.